Thank you. I wish to thank the President for giving me the floor and ANTAC Secretary General for the insightful presentation. Namibia appreciates the detailed report by ANTAC Secretariat on the Digital Economy Report 2024. We further thank the panelists for their useful informative presentation. The report highlighted that between 2010 and 2022, the volume of waste from screens and monitor, as well as from small IT and telecommunications equipment, expanded by 30% globally, from 8.1 million to 10.5 million tons. Furthermore, the report reveals that in per capita terms, developed countries generated an average of 33.25 kg of waste compared to less than 1 kg in developing countries and 0.21 kg in the least developed countries. These significant disparities reflect the digital divide between countries in terms of access, affordability, and use of digital devices and equipment. It is worth noting that while it is important to address the considerable overconsumption in high-income countries and be mindful of the waste generated, it is also important to recognize that many developing countries still need to digitalize further to participate effectively in the global economy and society. This digitalization process will inevitably involve consumption, highlighting the complex balance between sustainability and economic development. The report further indicated that current rates of formal collection of digitalization-related waste remain low, especially in developing countries, while the global average for formal collection of digitalization-related waste amounted to 24% of all waste in 2022. This figure dropped to just 7.5%. Most developing countries have challenges with management of digital waste. The Government of Namibia is committed to ensuring environmental protection, promote environmentally responsible investment and production system, and safeguard against land degradation. Therefore, Namibia aims to adopt a national policy on management of waste, electronic equipment that will cover all electrical and electronic equipment categories, including their components, consumable and parts of the product at the time of discarding. The policy will set out the framework and measures required in Namibia to tackle the growing challenge of end of life, enable to creation of a circular economy with better resources management and formation of green jobs and prevention of redundant e-waste disposal. Furthermore,
microphone. Sorry, please. Microphone, please. I think it went off. My God. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Is it on? Oh, thank you. Okay, Namibia saw a growth in recycling between 2018 and 2020, with e-waste recycling in 2020 increasing by 20% when compared to 2019. In 2020, recycled e-waste reached 135,222 kg, but fell to 70,552 kg in 2021, which coincides with the period of the COVID-19 restriction. The overall growth in recycle is a result of increased awareness of e-waste in society, including through government efforts and the work of other organizations in raising awareness of this issue. Furthermore, items such as printed circuit boards are exported to Europe for recycling, and digital decoders remain the most EEE-related imported waste in the country, mainly sourced from Zambia. We have both public and private waste collectors and recyclers. Namibia aligns with the African Group statement that was made by Niger and the G77 China statement by Peru. Finally, Mr. President, it is worth noting that digitalization have transformed the world economy and society, creating both opportunities and challenges despite its many challenges to environmental sustainability. Therefore, we call for technology transfer for developing countries and a balanced approach that will benefit all players. Thank you.